Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's EB News briefly for Friday, 8th of September. I'll be back as usual at 5 p.m. UK, midday Eastern for the full podcast. But Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Today on the main podcast, we'll be talking about the Mustang Mach-E Rally. They are taking the Mach-E GT Performance, still keeping that 480 horsepower, but getting more torque out of the motors. They're raising the ride height, Magna Ride, shocks, new springs, new brakes, 91 kilowatt hour battery pack, a rally sport drive mode designed to go off-road, big slides, but also be able to be used on the road because it's going to have things like Blue Cruise as well. It's out in 2024. We think about $65,000 for the rally version of the Mach-E. Lotus have unveiled the Ameya, and I'll be talking about that on the podcast later. They're calling it an electric hyper GT, so it's rivaling the Porsche Taycan, the Plaid models from Tesla, for instance. It is 102 kilowatt hour battery pack. It's like the Electra, but it's, you know, more aerodynamic. It's a four-door GT car, so it'll slide through the air a little bit better. 800-volt architecture, 350 kilowatt DC fast charging, so you're looking at 15-minute charging stops. It will do 0 to 62 miles an hour, 100 kilometers an hour, in less than 3 seconds, about 2.8 seconds. 160 mile an hour top speed. What's it going to cost? Well, at least over 100 grand. They say around 300 miles range on that, but really it's about performance. Made in China, of course, Lotus owned by Geely. It'll be out for a 2025 model year. Hilton are going to add 2,000 hotel locations with 20,000 Tesla universal wall connectors. So at least 6 chargers each Hilton hotel, which is brilliant for some slow overnight charging, so you wake up from your stay and your car's fully charged. BP Pulse in the UK have unveiled what they're calling the largest public EV charging hub. Now, whilst it does have 16 ultra rapids, which are 300 kilowatt chargers, they've added 150 7 kilowatt posts. Now, you haven't got to pay for parking if you want to drop in, use the drive-through Starbucks, charge on an ultra-rapid BP charger. You can just pull in and do that. If you want to use the one of the 157 kilowatt posts, it's designed for people who are going to the NEC, that's a conference center, maybe spending the day looking around, that kind of thing. And so you have got to pre-book those parking spaces, but you don't have to book the rapids, which kind of makes sense. Very strategic location near the M42 junction, near the M6 as well, in Birmingham. Now, let's talk a little bit about Ellesmere Port. It's the Vauxhall factory owned by Stellantis. 6 decades of car production here in the UK at that location in Cheshire, and they are now producing EV vans for the Vauxhall, Opel, Peugeot, Citroen and Fiat vans. They're the ones with the 50 kilowatt hour battery pack. About 50,000 of them will be made a year, and Stellantis investing in the UK. But it's not quite that easy because we are still on the verge of tariffs being imposed from January the 1st. There's a fight between the EU and the UK since we left the European Union because of Brexit. These new duties are coming in on January 1st, which are all to do with the rules of origin. It's all very dull political stuff, but it could add a bunch of costs to where the eventual cost of vehicles made in the UK. So the likes of Ford, they're channeling money into the UK, but also into Cologne in Germany. They're particularly against adding tariffs. Honda and Acura, the latest domino to fall, adding the Tesla NACS, the NACS charging port to their vehicles from 2025. So it won't affect things like the Prologue. That's coming soon. That'll still have CCS. And Hi-Fi, the Chinese luxury brand, like the Hi-Fi X and Hi-Fi Z, opening their first experience center in Munich, Norway, to come. That's briefly.